It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. Today we're going to talk about washing and regeneration as we continue on the sixth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, which we've been studying since the beginning of the year, considering my body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Now, if you could, get your Bibles and turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5. And I'm going to be reading from the NASB version of the Bible. The process of salvation involves washing and regeneration. Notice he talks about salvation being a process, not a one-shot deal. We sometimes consider when we give our heart to God and repent of our sins that magically it's done, it's over. It doesn't matter what happens after that. But that's not the case. It's a process that involves washing and regeneration. He, God, saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. Now, the only reason we have access or the opportunity to receive this cleansing and the blood to be applied in our lives is because of the mercy of God, who brought about the gift of the Son of God to be at our disposal by his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection. And because of that death, burial, and resurrection, and the gift of God at Calvary, we have the ability to receive the mercy of God through the mercy of Christ and his life being given for us. So, it's by his mercy we have this opportunity. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So there's washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit that takes place. Let's look at these concepts briefly, starting with washing or cleansing. Sin defiles. We are inwardly dirty, and we need to be cleansed. Just like clothes we throw in the washer, or we try to get clean in the sink, whatever it might be. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse the sinner from all sin. How can we receive that cleansing? How can we? Scripture says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we're willing to confess our sins, recognizing through the conviction of God that we have fallen short of the grace of God, we can receive his mercy and be forgiven our sins. And then be cleansed, not just from some, but all unrighteousness. God doesn't do a partial job. Our God does a whole, complete cleansing when it comes to our lives. God not only forgives the past, but he also cleanses us from all the defilement of sin. In the same chapter, John said that it's the blood of Jesus, God's Son, that cleanses us. Verse 7. The second phase of this process is regeneration. The second phase of the process, regeneration, or rebirth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. This is a birth that comes from God's realm above. A little further on, Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. John 3, 6. When we were born of our mothers, it was a birth of our physical bodies and our fleshly nature. That is not the kind of birth that brings about salvation spiritually. We have to receive a totally new life born into us by the Spirit of God, made active through faith as we receive God and allow his blood to cleanse us and allow this washing and regeneration to take place, allowing his Spirit to bathe us over and to purify us in the fountain of his love. It is only by this measure we can receive the new birth and have this hope to walk with him, talk with him, have life in Jesus' name. But as many as received him, gave he the power to become the sons of God. The Lord has given us the power to become the sons of God. We need to take hold of it and now allow his Spirit to have its way in us, that we would see the fruit of his grace at Calvary. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Spirit. I proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ is cleansing me from all sin by his blood. And I receive regeneration and rebirth, a totally new life born into me by the Spirit of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Lord, wash me afresh. Touch me. Renew in me the gift of God. Lord, where I've fallen short, help me to make haste and not hesitate to receive pardon afresh from you. I want nothing to keep me from my relationship with you, and I want your Spirit to expand within me that I might know the length and the depth and the height of the relationship that I can have in you and through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that you learned something out of this word and it touched your heart today. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please give us a call. Our number is 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We're going to be so glad to hear from you. Check out the website. You'll be blessed in the Word of God there. And thank you for being with us today on the prayer line.